I've only been in Grand Rapids for what, like, I guess you could say a day and a half, and I get it. I do get it. Like, I understand. Y'all can stop now. I understand. You don't have to be nice to me anymore. This is... Y'all come in aggressive. Y'all are like truly like an opposite New York. Y'all come in real hot with how nice you are. Like, it's... In a way that's like, look, it's functional. Y'all clearly have a society here. It is good. But is it not exhausting to just be trying to help? My shoe was untied. Okay, my shoe, I was walking and my shoe was untied. I was getting to the light as I was walking. And a guy was like, oh, your shoe is untied. But he pointed so low that I couldn't tell if he thought I didn't know where my shoe was or if he was about to tie it for me. Because my man, he's like, your shoe is untied. I was like, oh. Because I feel like I'm nice. I feel like I'm a generally nice person, so I don't really get why y'all trying to outdo me at every time. I'm like one of the nicest people in New York, and then I come here and I'm like, yeah, y'all win. This is genuinely a lot. I appreciate it, though. It's nice to get a break. It's nice to get a break from, like, eye contact leading to a fight. One time, I was on the bus. A lot of my stories that are in New York start on the train or bus because my life is not going as well as I'd like. Very few things I tell you about will be in a car. I was on the bus and I was just sitting there and I think I was on my phone or something. I just casually looked up. I don't even know why I looked up. There was no noise. There was no anything. But I just casually looked up. And there was one dude across from me already looking at me. So I look up and our eyes meet. And he goes, what'd you say? I'm like, there's no way. There's no way you thought I said anything. It's just a lot, you know? Like, I've been there for years now. I've been here for, you know, day and a half. And it just, okay. Like, y'all won't even let somebody be lost. That's too helpful. That's... Gotta let people make their own mistakes. Because, admittedly, I was lost. But I wasn't lost in, like, a cartoonish way. I wasn't lost like a 20 silent film. You know what I mean? I wasn't like... I just looked down at my phone and looked up and looked down at my phone. And when I looked up again, there was just a guy there. And he wasn't just there. He was like, can I help you? And I was like, does this dude work at Grand Rapids? I feel like y'all just hire a bunch of Walmart greeters to be outside. Because it's just unsettling, you know? And so I'm clearly lost, you know? If I'm lost from this far away, then I just admit it. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm trying to get over here. And he's like, oh, it's right around the corner. I'll show you. And and then he walked with me. To which I was like, does he need to go there too? What's the plan here? Then we get there, it's across the street, and he points to it. And when he pointed to it, I looked over, and I was like, oh yeah, well thanks, man, thanks so much. And I turned around, and he was gone. And that's honestly the most upsetting part of the story. Because now I'm like, did I imagine him? I don't know, I've lived in New York for years now. And I love living in New York, but I think this is going to sound like an ironic thing to say, but I think I love living in New York because I'm not infatuated with the idea of New York, right? New York has a long, beautiful history. There's a place where there's a lot of opportunity and everything, but it's also going to be a little dirty. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of people. You're going to get pushed around a lot as people go about their, it's just a place on earth, you know? I'm not so excited to be there. Because some people are. You've seen some people move to a place like New York and they're like, oh my God, it's happening. I'm in New York City. And you're like, chill that, all right? You gonna get robbed. They're like, but we're in Times Square. It's all happening. It's like, they gonna get both of us. Because you over here acting brand new, are you? I almost got robbed. My first month living in New York, I almost got robbed. I was walking home after work, and I had not had a good day, you know? And this guy walked up and just punched me in the nose. It turns out that's all it takes. I'm not much of a fighter. If you punch me in the nose, I will sit down. It's almost immediate. It's a reflex, really, because this man punched me in the nose and I sat down on a fence immediately. And I don't know if I said it out loud or I just thought it in my head, but when he punched me, I was like, I need a minute. And it didn't help that when he punched me in the nose, I grabbed my nose like the daintiest way possible. Like all fingers were out. This is the most Victorian way to try to stop a nosebleed. This is devastating. I didn't even know this is what I do in that situation. I was just sort of put there and then this is how I reacted. You know what I mean? So I'm over here clenching my nose as hard as I can. Like, I wonder what it was like from his perspective. Like, if he punched me in the nose and then immediately saw me grab it like this, it was like, did he already have a nosebleed coming? Like, how did he... But this dude punched me in the nose. I sat down, and out of nowhere, this dude, huge dude, ran up and pushed this dude out of the way. And he pushed him so hard, he pushed him down, right? And so he slammed to the ground. He looked up. He saw that big dude. He must have thought we were friends. And so he took off. But I'm sitting there wondering if I look like such an easy target that somebody saw me getting robbed and was like, I could do better. Yeah. And it's funny because I was not having a good day at all. I was new to New York. I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't have a good day at work. I didn't like the place that I was staying. And I feel like a pretty positive person, but everything was happening all at once to make me feel like just in a rut. Like I try to wake up, be optimistic and everything, but it just, the day it beat me down. I was just like, I remember I was thinking before this guy walked up to me when I was just walking home, I was thinking, this is the worst. This is like the worst, you know? And I was never thinking of like going back to Chicago or anything, but I was like, this is just the worst. And then I got punched in the nose and I sat down and I was like, this is worse. You really shouldn't tempt fate with superlatives. This is way worse. Because at the time, I didn't have that many of my uniforms, so if I bled on my uniform, I would just look freshly punched at work tomorrow. And I remember this big dude standing over me, right? And he's like, hey, are you okay? Are you all right? And I was like,
yeah, I think I'm going to be fine. Oh, thank goodness you were here.
And he was like, yeah, man, I just can't believe that. Like, I was just at the right place, the right time. I mean, honestly, I'm a little shooken up. That's never happened to me before, that I've been able to, like, help somebody like that. And I was like,
yes, thank goodness you were here. He would have been very upset. I only have $6.
My man is towering over me, and he's just like, yeah, I've just never been in a situation where I could just help somebody out of nowhere, because honestly, I haven't always made the best decisions in life. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, he about to rob me. I gave up the game too quickly, and he has now realized he could be $6 richer. And he's just standing over me. He's like, you know, it just feels like the universe put me here in this moment to help you, brought us together. You know, sometimes that happens. In fact, have you heard the good word of the god Oxniff? The god Oxniff of the planet Mars? And I was sitting there like, this is worse. Oh, this is way worse. And I just sat there for 10 minutes listening to this man's cult speech. It's like, if you could please just rob me. This... Cause there's, you know, there's a lot going on in New York. There's a lot of crime. There's crime to the point that the governor saw fit to dispatch 1,000 National Guard to the subway to combat the crime, combat the violence and stuff. And as someone who lives in New York, I'm not gonna lie to you, I have not seen one of them this entire time. I feel like they went down to the subway, they looked around, they were like, forget this. I haven't seen a scratch of camo since I've been down there. Because I've been looking for them, too. Sometimes something will happen, I'm like, oh. No. Because, you know, New York, we have a lot of crime, but we also got weird crime. We got some of the weirdest crimes you can imagine. A dude in the Bronx got robbed with a cowbell. And I know you're thinking, how? But look, it's metal. It hurts. And especially, there's a cowbell literally ringing while you getting hit. You must think, like, where are these cows? You get your bell rung in the back of the head by a cowbell, you're like, where is it? Am I getting stomped out by cows right now? There was one dude that got a bunch of assault charges because he was... He was throwing marbles in front of anybody that walked in front of him. It's like, that is a genuinely hilarious crime. It's one of the funniest assaults you'll ever hear about. Because at first, when I first heard about it, I was like, these YouTubers are getting out of control, all right? Somebody needs to rein them in. It wasn't even that. This kid did not have a camera. He was just being the change he wanted to see in the world. Is out here throwing the bar, people. Oh.